This is the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we are looking at the real estate license upgrade path from assistant agent all the way through to licensee in charge.
And this is one of those topics that comes up all the time. People get their first license and then wonder what comes next or how long the whole thing actually takes.
Right. So the article lays out what it calls the three-rung ladder. Rung one is your entry or assistant license. You can work in real estate, but under supervision, with limits on what you can do on your own.
That is where most people start.
Exactly. Rung two is the full agent license. That is when you can work independently, list and sell or lease in your own right. Most agents sit on this rung for years.
Which makes sense. Not everyone is trying to open their own agency straight away.
And rung three is the licensee in charge or agency principal. That lets you run an agency, supervise other agents, and take legal responsibility for the trust account.
So if you want to own the business or be the one in charge of the office, that is the rung you're aiming for.
That is it. And two things move you up each rung. First, a qualification from a registered training organization. Second, experience requirements set by your state authority. You need both.
That is the bit that trips a lot of people up. They think finishing the course means they are licensed.
It happens all the time. The article is really clear on this. Archer Institute, as an RTO, issues the nationally recognized qualification. Your state authority issues the license. They are two separate steps.
So completing the certificate four does not on its own make you a licensed agent?
No. It is the qualification that, combined with the experience your authority requires, lets you apply for the license. Finishing the study gets you to the application. It's not the endpoint by itself.
Okay, so what are the actual qualifications people are studying?
Two do most of the work across the country. The Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, that is CPP 41419, gets you to the full agent license in most states. It covers the skills you need to work independently.
And the one above that?
The Diploma of Property, CPP 51122. That is the qualification behind the top license. It covers agency management, trust accounting, and the responsibilities that come with running a business. You complete that one when you want to be the person legally in charge.
Both are nationally recognized under the Australian Qualifications Framework?
Yes, so they carry across state lines, even though the actual license rules differ from state to state.
Which brings us to the state picture, because the names really are all different depending on where you work.
They are. New South Wales and the ACT both use a class system. Class 3 is the entry license, Class 2 is the full agent license built on the Certificate 4, and Class 1 is the licensee in charge built on the diploma. The two states mirror each other closely.
What about Queensland?
Queensland runs two levels. You start as a registered real estate salesperson working under a licensee. When you're ready to run your own agency and hold a trust account, you upgrade to the full real estate agent license through the Queensland Office of Fair Trading.
And Victoria?
Victoria is similar. You start as an agent's representative. To manage or operate your own agency, you move to a full estate agent license through Consumer Affairs Victoria. That one is also built on the diploma.
So the names are different in every state, but the shape of the ladder is the same everywhere.
That is the article's central point. The ladder is the same. The labels are not.
Let us talk about time, because that's the question everyone has. How long does this actually take?
The article flags two clocks running at once. The first is study time. The Certificate 4 and the diploma are each commonly completed in around 6 to 12 months, self-paced. Put more time in and you finish faster.
And the second clock?
Experience time. Your state authority sets how much experience you need before it will issue each license, and that is often what really shapes your timeline. You cannot study your way past an experience requirement.
But you can run both clocks at the same time?
You can, and the article recommends it. Study the qualification while you're building the experience, so both clocks run together rather than one after the other. That can save a lot of time.
That is smart planning, and the article makes the sequence pretty clear.
It does. Confirm which rung you are on now. Decide your target, full agent or licensee in charge. Match the qualification to the rung. Check the experience requirements with your state authority. Then enroll, study, and apply.
And always check the current rules with your state authority before you start, because requirements do change.
Every time. Don't assume last year's rules still apply.
So if someone is listening and thinking about their next move, where do they begin?
Know your rung. If you can only work under supervision right now, your next move is the full agent license. If you work independently but cannot run an agency, the top license is next. Once you know your rung, the path is clear.
And the full article has the state-specific detail for all of those states.
It does. Read it on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want to talk through your specific situation, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. give them a call on 1-800-069-273.
Worth a conversation if you're mapping out your next step.
Thanks for listening.